you can walk into somebody else's conversation talking about a problem they had with seller support, and you can might have the answer. So it's like very easy conversations because you're in the community. You've already been proven, you know, that you fit amongst these people because you are that type of person. And so it's very easy conversations, and you can, it's almost like you have all these friends you didn't know you had, and they're just like you.
You're listening to the Ecom Exits Podcast with your host, Nate Ginsberg. Learn the best tips and tactics to improve profits, cash flow, and maximize your e-commerce business value on the way to a successful exit. Welcome to the show.
Hello and welcome back, podcast listeners. I'm joined today by Ian Sells, Amazon seller, has exited some Amazon businesses, founder of the MDS Million Dollar Seller Community, also co-founder of Rebate Key, one of the most popular, widely used softwares in the space, as well as has some new projects that are in the pipeline for this year that we can get into. But Ian's been around the space for a long time, is involved with, and has done tons of great stuff. So really glad to have him on the show. Ian, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Really glad to be here.
Yeah, kind of take us back to the beginning. I know you got started selling on Amazon yourself a long time ago. And so, yeah, like, how did you even find out about the opportunity when you did? And yeah, what was the start like?
Yeah, well, you know, my start life of this was I was a real estate broker in San Diego, and I was selling homes and doing investments and things like that, flipping houses, and was looking to diversify. And so I called up a college buddy of mine, Adam Weiler, who's a friend of yours as well, and said, hey, you know, like, I'd love to like get involved with whatever you do. And in college, I had invested in a couple of his crazy ideas, but he had one that was now starting to take off. And so it was buying products in China and selling them on Amazon. And so, you know, I gave him $5,000 and we found some products to start selling together. And that's kind of how I got into the Amazon space. And within a few years, we had, you know, some of the best selling Bluetooth speakers and power banks, you know, on Amazon, and we're selling like over $1 million, run rate in a few months. So it was pretty crazy.
So what year was this?
This was like 2012 that we started selling on Amazon, like the days of just the glory days of Amazon when it was easy, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, so this was before ASM, right? 2012, I think the first one,
I don't even know. I never really dealt with that. You know, Adam had figured it all out on his own, essentially. And I kind of came in and started helping with what I do best, which was leveraging and online marketing and digital marketing and stuff like that. So, you know, we were able to take it and scale it. And
so what was it like those days when you were launching new products?
Well, you know, there wasn't you just bought a product and started selling it. It wasn't like you launched anything or like you had a game plan. You didn't know what success looked like, you know, back then. It was just like a shot in the dark, you know, let's go buy 500 units of this or that, you know, and then get a couple of friends and leave a few reviews. And there was no Amazon ads back then. You couldn't market it. So it was pretty much like if you could get a couple of sales, you were in the game, you know. And then if you had great products that people wanted, then people started to do stuff. And so we started to grow our idea over time. It was simplify it, you know, it was super complicated. And we made it very simple, like black boxes and all sorts of stuff like that.
So, yeah. So what ended up happening with that business?
So that business, like, it was a side project for both of us. And so within about a year and a half, we actually chased the shiny object in the wrong direction. Instead of focusing all of our efforts on Amazon, we started taking all our profits and trying to get our products into retailers like Target and Walmart. And I even have this like Facebook check that pops up every few years that says, hey, remember this day back in the day when you got your first check from Walmart? And that really, you know, we got advice to get a patent and do all these things that we probably just, if we had focused on Amazon and kind of kept going with that, we would have really done a lot better. But we decided to split ways and kind of make some changes. And so we sold that brand that we had together. I think it was doing about $1.3 million in like 2014 or something like that when we sold. And we just took the cash and kind of split up, and Adam went and did his thing and I went and did mine. And I decided, you know, hey, I'm going to go keep doing my real estate stuff, but I'm going to start another Amazon brand, you know, but not electronics because that was too complicated. I'm going to do fitness equipment. So that's what I did. I did some home gym stuff. And crazy enough, like within a year, that was doing over $1 million in revenue. And so I just stopped doing all the real estate stuff and started focusing on the brand, right? And trying to build that.
Yeah, amazing. So when you sold the business, I forgot exactly what year you said this was, but I know a couple years ago, and I know that the buying and selling landscape has, I mean, I think it's changed a lot. And so like, what was it like when you, I mean, did you have a broker? Like, yeah, what was that process like?
Yeah, it was, I mean, a lot different. There wasn't a ton of buyers out there. We didn't know what the value was. Our idea of the value was actually much higher than than it sold for. We ended up selling our first business to a retired firefighter who used pension money to buy this passive, you know, investment. And he bought it. And like within 2 or 3 months, he destroyed it, you know, didn't order any inventory, wasn't communicating with China. And it was basically a disaster. And so that brand, you know, died in his hands. Yeah, so now there's savvy buyers. Now people have bought in multiple. There's, you know, Empire Flippers I didn't even think existed back then. You know, I think this was 2013 or 14 that we sold the first one. So you know, there was a lot of learning lessons and, you know, our astronomical event, you know, idea of what our company was worth. And I remember me and Adam, you know, arguing like, oh, I'll give you $1 million for the business. No, I won't take $1 million. I'll give you 1.1. And he's like, I won't take 1.1. You know, like, you couldn't get out of the business because you thought it was worth so much more money. But in the day, we ended up selling for less than that. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, hey, congrats. I mean, had a successful exit. And I know that like, I mean, now, you know, selling Amazon business is like the hot thing and, you know, so much buyer interest. And I know it's was different back then. And I mean, glad that you were able to still have a, you know, have a positive outcome to roll into the next. And so, then you said from that, you know, it was kind of back doing real estate and dabbling with FBA and then that started to take off more. And so, and then you decided to focus on that.
Yeah. So as I sold that business and started investing some of that cash into a new Amazon brand and kind of learning everything on my own and trying to figure things out, I was looking online for different communities and stuff like that. And that's how I kind of like started to understand like where all the information is coming from and how things work. But I really liked the model. And so what happened was I was just showing houses to people and doing flips like I normally would. And this business just kept growing automatically on the side. And I couldn't get away from it. And I had just had a baby. And so, you know, once it crossed $1 million, I said, hey, I'm going to focus all the way on this Amazon brand and launch more products and like take it seriously. Cause it started to get more challenging as time went on to bring a product to market, to market it, to stand out from the crowd. Because now, you know, a lot of products are starting to build up those reviews that weren't existing. You know, almost everything was brand new at some point. Like there was no, you know, garlic press on Amazon at some point. So there was no reviews to compete with. Now it was like, okay, some products had 100 reviews. And you're like, wow, how'd they get 100 reviews? You know, now you're seeing products with 15, 20, 30,000 reviews. It's like, how do you even compete with that? So I think Amazon definitely in that space, another topic, but has an issue with, you know, how to bring it to market, right?
Yeah. So, okay. So awesome. So the new FBA business, when you went off on your own, starts taking off, you go all in. What happened next?
So what happened next was basically I was just all about learning how to do Amazon, learning all these things. Adam was too busy doing his own thing. I wasn't going to ask him. And I kind of wanted to do it all on my own, you know, because I was in charge of the retail side when we were doing business together. He was doing Amazon stuff. So I started looking at all these groups and I you know, knew how to grow a business because I'd already done it once. And so I knew what the steps takes. And I know from like my real estate days, like leverage is important. So being able to borrow money and do these things and turn it over and, you know, running my numbers and understanding that. So I found a group that was like, I think it was called the 10K and Up group. And it was every reseller that was doing $10,000 a month or more in sales, you know, and that was great. And then I was quickly doing $50,000 a month in sales. And I said to the guy, I said, hey, you got to start a group, you know, for 50K and up because, you know, the 10K conversations aren't the conversations I'm trying to have. I'm trying to have the 50K and 100K and $1 million conversations, right? And it was, you know, it was back in the day where everybody would post a screenshot of, you know, what do you think about this product niche? And they'd show you like their Jungle Scout, you know, screenshot and everybody would be like all about it. Like, oh, well, you know what niche? And, you know, I would do this and that. And that was the early days, you know, with the Amazing Seller and all these other podcasts that, you know, were out there. So I kept just pushing the envelope and, you know, he said no to the 50K group. So I said, hey, do you mind if I do it? And so he said, sure, go ahead. And so I did it. And a couple of guys like joined that group. And then, you know, nothing happened actually. And it kind of just sat dormant. And then one day, like another guy said, hey, we're having great conversations in this group. You guys should join and post it if you do the 50K. And so they came over and I checked their sales. I got them a screenshot and they came in the group. And then all of a sudden our group just became real active. And it was just like the conversations that you would have with other entrepreneurs that are on your. And so something really clicked there. And we just kind of kept rolling with that.
And so was it like the original group, like 50K and all sellers or?
Yeah. So it was the 50K basically group. It was kind of the offshoot of the 10K group, you know? And then when I got to $100,000, you know, a month or whatever, then I said, okay, let's do the $100,000 a month club. And, you know, everybody that was joining was kind of along the same journey path as me, right? We weren't all multi-million-dollar sellers yet. So we kind of grew together and became the 100K group. And then we found out that Prime Day, you could literally do 100K in 1 month. And you could do $5,000 of sales every other month. So Prime Day actually made things really easy to grow, right? Because it was just injecting so many sales to your product that you never knew how to get. And so eventually it changed to the $1 million club, right? The trailing 12, like you have to do $1 million. And that's when you kind of you know, for me, like I said, like I took it seriously once I crossed that $1 million threshold, like, okay, this is a business that I should focus my time on. Cause if I'm making 20 or 25% margin, I'm, you know, bringing in a replacement income for my full-time income. Right. So.
Yeah. So amazing. So, all right. So the genesis of what now I know has become MDS. And right. So like, yeah, tell me more about like the early days and how the group evolved. And I know that both of us are big, like community people, yeah. You know, the value and opportunities are all, I mean, the best in my life for sure have all been with, you know, communities that I'm a part of or connected to. And yeah, I know MDS has become a really amazing group. And so yeah, kind of take us back to when it was starting to become a real thing.
Yeah. So it really kind of goes back to like me always kind of being the middle, the glue between people. And I just kind of did that in college and I've always just kind of been the guy that's like friends with everybody, doesn't try to start conflict, actually tries to like resolve conflicts and or get away from them. And this group just grew and like everybody just had a different mindset. And I kind of created this like mentality of like, not anti-guru, but like no gurus are allowed in this group because this is for full-time sellers. And we're all trying to like figure this out because Amazon doesn't give us a playbook, right? So we're all like just sharing, constantly helping each other. Hey, my account is shut down, or, you know, I had a listing down. What did you do? What attorney did you use? And so everybody was just really sharing. And so that really created this abundance mindset that we all, you know, the first 50, 100, even 150 guys in the group really built this like really strong relationship because we were all in the same boat, you know, rowing in the same direction, even if we might have been competitors. Like there was still such a big ocean to tap into that we didn't have to worry about like crossing each other. And that was something that was a problem I had with other groups. Like nobody would share anything. Nobody would tell you what their brand is. They would hide everything. You didn't know if they're telling the truth or regurgitating, you know, somebody else's content, right, into the group. So we built this really strong community based on trust, giving. So one of our core values is give more, get more. So people, the more you give to the community, the more you're going to get in return, whether it's help or support or even, you know, that you're paying attention and getting information from that group. So the early days was just, you know, friends hanging out and talking about business.
I guess, was there a shift when it kind of became this, you know, it was, you know, friends hanging out, talking shop, and then it, you know, kind of more formalized into, you know, what now has become MDS. And, you know, you mentioned some stuff about, you know, like having core values and principles. And so like, yeah, what has that evolution been like?
It's been a really interesting evolution as we've grown, because once we kind of crossed that 150 mark, I decided that, you know, I needed to like figure out how to monetize this group in order to like put my time and energy into it. And I couldn't do that without charging. And so I kind of made this decision to tell everybody, hey, like you're all in the group together, but I need to start charging the new people that come in, and you guys are, you know, obviously free or whatever. So, you know, I used that to kind of transition the group into something that was more like a business. And then I had a goal to take the group and the people in the group to the next level. And so curating content, bringing in speakers, you know, having calls, throwing events, all that stuff started to come about because everybody really wanted to take their business and they're networking to the next level as well. And so, you know, treating it with more respect and that kind of stuff helped me, you know, kind of make decisions along the way. I had to kick out some really important people. You know, there was always conflicts of interest, or, you know, maybe somebody that was leaking information that we were always trying to track down. So, you know, it was really important that we had something together for all of this.
Yeah. So as MDS grew, and you mentioned having to start to, you know, prune and, you know, kick out, you said some important members or important people. And so, yeah, I guess what was that like? And, you know, what were these, was this kind of as the values and the ethos was coming together, these were people that were not rowing in the same direction?
Yeah. It was a lot of things like that. So we had leaks, we had people that had ulterior motives of being in the group, you know, and people even that had like used fake profiles that we later found out that were fake profiles. So part of it was like, you know, to be in this group, you have to be an authentic seller. You have to represent yourself. You know, we wanted to build this culture. So it was a hard decision. And there was, you know, pluses and minuses. There's no right or wrong answer. There was people that were against what I did, but I did it with the vision of what I had for the group. And so, you know, most of the people fell in line, and a lot of people didn't know the background of why I did those things, because they want to feel like they know everything, but they don't always know. And so we're trying to steer the ship of these amazing entrepreneurs, and they all have very strong opinions. So, you know, my goal was always to act on behalf of the community and what's best for the community, and not what's best for me or for my pocketbook or, you know, things like that. So that really was my guiding light. And it really, you know, helped me transition and bring in partners eventually to MDS and help now grow it to what it has become now today.
Yeah, well, amazing. So yeah, I want to dive more into MDS. I know there's a few things want to unpack and kind of highlight there. And so one thing you mentioned is about the core values. So this is just something that is very, I mean, I think it's super important for, I'll just say, you know, me personally, the businesses that I'm involved with and any business, you know, having these like core value and pillars. And you mentioned a couple already, but yeah, curious what the core values for the MDS community are now.
Yeah. So give more, get more. So, you know, the more you put in, the more you get out. One of our funny ones that really tells you about the group is what would mom say? So basically, if you're saying something that's offensive or, you know, not, you know, your mom would be upset with you about, then that's kind of like something that, you know, we don't agree with. We have core values that talk about how you should act at events. And I can't remember all of our core values at the moment, but those are the two that really stand out to me. That is just like embodies what MDS really is.
And like I was saying, I'm really about the idea of core values. I know that's just like really important. And actually in question, are you, did you kind of pull that from EOS stuff? I mean, I know Adam's really into EOS. I mean, are you as well?
Yeah. So definitely the core values came through a exercise we did for EOS, you know, creating our mission or vision, like what are we to everybody? And, you know, if you have your core values and you share those with the people that are trying to join your community, if they don't feel like they fit those core values, that really helps you say that person's not worthy to be in your group. One of the other core values is group first. So what I was just telling you before is, you know, I put the group first before anything else. And so that I want all the members to do so as well, because that they want to hold this group in the highest regards, because a lot of people do, because this group has become so impactful financially, emotionally, even physically, and you know, in lifestyle and friendship and business. Like, they really do put the group first. It isn't so important to their growth as an individual.
Yeah, love that. And I think core values, whether you're, you know, hiring for a business, filtering people for a community, it's just like, it's a great filter. It's going to attract, you know, if it resonates, great. Like, it's a stronger, better fit. And if it doesn't, then also great, because it's not the right fit. And so better to part ways before getting deeper. I know MDS has become this like, you know, incredible global network. Can you kind of give us, for the listeners that might not be familiar. So like, what does MDS look like today? How many people? What are you guys doing? And I think we explained what MDS is, $1 million sellers, right. Some kind of more context as well as where things are now.
Yeah. So $1 million sellers is a group of like-minded individuals. Basically, you have to do $1 million of trailing 12 months revenue in Amazon and go through our multi-part screening process, which is like video interviews, make sure you're the right fit and culture fit for our group. We believe in slow growth. So we don't just take anybody and everybody. We definitely deny plenty of people that don't fit, or even if they're doing lots of revenue, that they just wouldn't be good at sharing or like supporting others. And so we make sure that we do all that stuff. We only allow in a few people per month. So that really creates its queue and backlog of people that want to get into the group. And then we have 420 members about, and over $4 billion in sales was done through our group on Amazon last year. So probably this year we're looking at $4.5 billion or so. I mean, sorry, $6 billion, you know, 50% growth essentially, you know, without bringing in any more sellers. And we have sellers that go from $1 million. So some people are just scraping by. And then, you know, our average is more like the $5 to $10 million range. And then we have two sellers that are doing $100 million plus.
Man, amazing. So with the grouping, I mean, what are some of the, for any sellers out there that are listening that, you know, maybe this is the first time they're hearing about MDS, but like, what are the benefits for the members? I mean, in your opinion, like, what are the benefits or outcomes that people get when they join, or if someone's interested, like, who is a good fit?
Yeah. So, you know, the biggest benefit is like our community communicates through Facebook groups. And so it's constantly on, and there's constantly people up and talking and chatting. And so, you know, and we have a giant archives of all of the information from the years and years and years of like launch plans, SOPs, all that kind of stuff that kind of is posted and also archived in our archives. One of the biggest things is like, you can get your answers quickly if you are an active member of our community. You can go to our events. So we have like events that are included with our membership around the country and around the world, actually, that we are throwing these MDS days, where basically all the members come to a really nice conference room, lunch provided, dinner, cocktails, all that good stuff. And that's really to build this, take this online community and turn it into this like offline community of friendship of people in that location. So we have an Asia location, we have Europe, we have California, Southern California, we have Florida, New York. We basically have chapters all over now. And so we're really trying to build those chapters out and make them more robust. Mm-hmm. So that's another benefit. And then also we throw a 2 annual summits. So we do, we have a trip in Puerto Vallarta. We did one in Cancun and Costa Rica. In a week or so, there's a one in Puerto Rico. And so we do these and we do ski trips as well. So for the winter time, we kind of throw these really great trips. And we like to think that our events are really high caliber. So, you know, being the basically the most premier group of Amazon sellers there is in the space. Not saying that there aren't others, but we are the first and the most premier. We try to put on events that, you know, cater to that individual. And so that you feel like it's worth your time and your energy. And then the people that are there are very much like you. So, you know, imagine if you were hanging out at a networking event and there's like a doctor, a lawyer, a plumber, you know, an e-com seller, a software engineer, like y'all don't have much in common, right? And you're going to, oh, what do you do? What do you do? Well, when we all get together, we already know what we do. So it's more like, hey, what's your issue? Hey, you know, you can walk into somebody else's conversation talking about a problem they had with seller support and you can might have the answer. So it's like very easy conversations and it's not about sizing you up. Oh, you only do 1 million. Okay, I'm not going to talk to you, you know, because you're in the community, you've already been proven, you know, that you fit amongst these people because you are that type of person. And so it's very easy conversations and it's almost like you have all these friends you didn't know you had and they're just like you.
Man, yeah, sounds nice. And yeah, yeah. I'm a big community guy as well. And I mean, a part of a lot of great ones and just, yeah, everything that you're saying is so true. The benefit of being able to just like, I mean, having a vetted group that like, you know, like, yeah, I mean, to kind of have that base level of trust and connection is, yeah, I mean, is amazing. And so I'm curious with MDS, like what's the future vision? You mentioned kind of having some of these, you know, more local chapters and yeah, like fast forward a couple of years, what's MDS look like?
Yeah, well, you know, we are continuing our slow growth. I think, you know, you're experiencing this as well in your groups is like, it's really hard to build engagement, you know, organic engagement. It takes time and trust and value and energy from the founders and also from the members. And so our vision, you know, we kind of got past that hurdle. Our group, you know, you come in, you know what's expected of you. And we're even tracking and making sure that people, you know, that come in the group are giving value to the members who've already given so much value over time. But forward thinking, like our vision is to build the best group of e-commerce entrepreneurs, you know, that communicate in a rapid, fast-paced environment, and we put on events that they want to be at and bring in speakers and experts that help grow and build their businesses. And then our goal is just to make sure that people are connecting and building and forging relationships that like have massive impact, you know, little tips and tricks, little connections at our level of $1 million or more is massive impact. Even when you're talking about pennies, you know, on the dollar of savings on a shipping rate can mean a ton of money at the end of the year when you're talking about selling 500,000 units of, you know, a garlic press, right? Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money we're talking about. So little things make big results and big things make even bigger results. And it's pretty cool to see that go. And we just want to push that forward. And we like connecting people and building these relationships in the community.
Yeah, man. I mean, amazing. And I mean, I know it's been amazing up to this point, but I mean, I think that we're in agreement that, you know, FBA e-commerce is just poised for a lot more growth in the coming years. And so, yeah, I mean, can look forward to seeing the future growth of MDS and all the cool stuff that, you know, can come from that. And one thing I know, a cool thing that came from that is Rebate Key. And so yeah, now can you maybe talk a little bit about, I mean, what that is, how it came about? And I understand it was, you know, launched organically from on the back of MDS.
Yeah. So it was just, you know, conversation that we were having about, you know, launching products and, you know, everybody was using coupons and we were all kind of concerned about like Amazon, you know, blocking your account for using these 99% off coupon codes and just going crazy with them. And so we were just kind of discussing things and I was driving to work one day and I was like, hey, what about those rebates that I used to do when I worked at Circuit City when I was a kid and people would come buy, you know, ink cartridges and then cut the UPC out and mail it in and get like $20 back in the mail. You know, and it was like these cashback rebates. And I said, what do we do that for e-commerce? And so I posted it to the group, like this, you know, idea I had. And everybody's like, that's a great idea. Let's do it. This one of the guys in the group I wasn't really that close with, Leo Lemon, you know, pinged me on the side and said, let's build it. I can do this. And 24 hours later, basically had a website built, you know, to collect money and said, hey, if we can raise some cash, you know, we can do this. So we posted to the group and literally within 24 hours, we raised $100,000. And Leo and I thought we might get like, you know, 20 or 30 grand or something like that. And we kind of go and build the model. And so everybody was just so behind it. And because it happened at an organic time where we had already built trust and connections in the group, like there was no, you know, presentation, there was no agreement, there was no software, there was no anything. It was just an idea. And then they knew that Leo and I could we're pretty good at executing on these things. And so they put faith in us to do that. And, you know, we were able to make something really great happen. And so we've kind of changed the game when it comes to, you know, how people go about marketing their products. And I think it kind of goes back to the other aspect, which is like do what's best for Amazon, which is, you know, them getting full commission and full price sales. It really helps them. And Rebate Key, you know, we didn't want to be a launch service or anything like that. We really wanted to build this like rebate discount marketplace where people can shop. So we decided that early on that we weren't going to be about reviews. We weren't going to be all about launching. We weren't going to even be about, you know, all these hacks and stuff like that or giving advice. We just wanted to build this great marketplace. And so we did that and we made buyers wait 35 days to get their checks in the mail like a normal business would. And so that has proven to be a really great model to, you know, grow our business and take market share and be the first mover and now, you know, making everybody use rebates essentially.
Yeah. So, I mean, amazing how, you know, organically it was launched and, you know, from the community. And one thing that you mentioned just to highlight that I think is so important and in life and valuable is just like, you know, you were able to do this because you had no like trust. And so you had this group, they knew you, they liked you, they trusted you. And so, yeah, when it came to presenting people with an opportunity, like they thought it was good. And, you know, you just remove that red tape of like, oh, what's this going to be when you have that, you know, trust already. And so, yeah, I mean, amazing how it was kind of birthed. And so some stuff with Rebate Key, I mean, for the listeners that might not be totally familiar, like I guess how exactly does it work or what are some, you know, you mentioned some of the things of it's not about reviews. It's not, you know, you're not trying to game Amazon, you know, Amazon likes it because they get their full price sales. And so, yeah, just kind of what are some of the, I guess, like, you know, features specific to how Rebate Key works?
Yeah. So, I mean, sellers, you know, there's sellers using it for all different purposes. You know, we have people marketing their Etsy stores or Walmart stores or Shopify stores, whatever. We are a marketplace of buyers that are looking for great deals. So we kind of are looking to the Rakuten's and the RetailMeNots and these other discount sites to like as a model where we want to be. You know, Honey is similar to what we are as well. Like they sold to PayPal for $4 billion. Like that's where we have our eyes set, not on, hey, we can be a little launch service for Amazon sellers. So we are trying to expand it, everything as it goes. But really, we have a lot of users that use Rebate Key because we made it really easy to create a campaign, to put your products up there, to expose them to the marketplace. And you can set your price, whatever you want. It might be a $5 rebate, 10%, or you might do 100% rebate if you don't care. The key about, you know, growing your business is getting sales velocity going, getting word of mouth marketing, you know, doing this. I always give the analogy of how did Red Bull become so big? They went around to college campuses and handed out free cans of Red Bull to everybody all around the country. That's how they marketed. They gave away product for free until you were hooked on it. So similar thing, we're giving away product for free. You know, and a lot of times people are doing 70, 80, 90% rebates. You know, depending on how good your product is, you can do less of a discount. But basically your goal is to get the product in the market, get people talking about it, get people to see it and get Amazon to notice your product has legs and they should show it higher in the search results. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how Rebate Key works. And we make it super easy. It could take you 5 minutes to launch a product and you set it and forget it type of thing. So
yeah, man, really cool. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I love how it's, I think it's like, you've got such a great angle and positioning where there's clear benefit where sellers can, you know, like you said, they can get initial exposure, word of mouth, you know, first getting that product like out into the marketplace, as well as, you know, showing positive Amazon signals. They want to see, you know, sales conversions and you can show that, but also staying away from like a lot of the potentially gray of like, you know, reviews or launching, ranking. I mean, these are all I'm sure potentially can happen, but like kind of having that core value, you know, keeping it super clean. It's cool with Amazon, sellers get good benefit. And then, yeah, these other, you know, other positive things could happen. But yeah, I mean, I think it's just, you've really positioned yourself well to be in a good spot now, as well as, you know, just like playing nicely with the parties involved for long-term yeah. success, which, yeah. So with Rebate Key, then what, I mean, you mentioned, really just like a platform matching people that want exposure, you know, want to show good Amazon signals and people that are looking for good deals. And so what's the future of the marketplace look like? Yeah, I mean, what direction is it going? You know, yeah. Some of the steps to your $4 billion acquisition.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is what we talk about. Like, we want Rebate Key to be the shop, the place where people stop before they go to Amazon. Even better, you don't have to stop at our shop. You just need to sign up because we have a Chrome application that when you're searching on Amazon, it shows the customer the best deals on Rebate Key in the search results that you're looking at. So if you search for dog leash, we're going to show you what's on Rebate Key that's 80% rebate or 50%. So we're actually helping customers save money. And so we have thousands of people signing up a day to use our platform. And our goal is to become this platform where you don't just buy things, and already it happens today, you don't just buy things at 80 or 90% rebate. You buy things at 10% rebate, 5% rebate. And so we're creating a new way this next quarter. We're going to be launching a way for sellers to load their entire catalogs really easily to Rebate Key and offer 10% rebate instead of a coupon. You know, drive another full price sale, save some money on, you know, Amazon's coupon fees, whatever, what have you, and get exposure that you wouldn't have had otherwise because we have such a large buyer base. And so with that, we're able to increase our catalog tremendously. And that will allow us to become more of a destination and draw more buyers into our platform. And that's our goal, is to really be the destination where you go as a shopper to save money, and sellers go to expose their brand. And they know the bigger the discount, the more exposure they're going to get and the more sales they're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. So seamless, like no reason why. I mean, I'm even thinking that like my mom, so I mean, I'm currently in Asia, so not buying a lot on Amazon, but like my mom, you know, loves to buy on Amazon, and like there's no reason why she shouldn't have the Chrome extension in when she's browsing. And like you said, even if you can get, you know, 5% off something, like that's still five, you know, why not? Like that's still compelling if you're looking for a dog leash and then you get an alert of like, oh, hey, well, you can buy this one for 5% off, 10% off. Like, yeah, I mean, I think that's still compelling and motivating to get people to do that. And so it's, yeah, I mean, people love deals, they, you know, whether it's 100% off or 10% off. And yeah, I mean, I see that really a compelling, you know, value prop for all the people in the ecosystem. Sellers, they, you know, can get more exposure. They can be more, you know, they want a lot more exposure. They can be more higher the rebate, but even still, there's still benefit. And like, why not load your catalog and offer a couple, you know, smaller discounts? Like I see very low, not much of a reason why sellers wouldn't want to do that. And then that also opens up more opportunities for the buyers. And yeah, man, I mean, I think it's
additional sales, you know, and it's like you can track it. There's conversions, you know, you're not being scammed. And I believe that like we could become, you know, the preferred way of providing rebates to e-commerce platforms. I mean, we already technically are. There's not really another platform you can do it like we do to the scale we're doing it. But like Walmart doesn't even have a coupon system inside of their platform. So how do you drive traffic? How do you drive sales? Rebate Key can partner with Walmart, which I've already were in talks with, like to, you know, become their preferred. Like they should say, hey, sellers, use Rebate Key to drive discount purchases on our website. And we are helping Walmart gain customers and sales as well. So, you know, it just kind of goes back to like how I've been operating my life and my businesses is just with like the, you know, clear vision and like, you know, integrity and about building the right type of business that kind of like can last, and just sitting there and thinking like, what's best for everybody is always best for me.
Yeah, I love that. That's, I mean, one of like a core value of mine and my businesses is this idea of conscious capitalism. So it's the idea, the Whole Foods, John Mackey, he wrote a book talking about this. But I mean, in this definition or the way that I kind of understand it, it's just like basically an ecosystem where all of the players involved are getting positive value. So the customers, the team, the stakeholders, the community, it's just like in order for any business to be long-term successful, all of the different players involved need to be getting value. And with Rebate Key, I think you're, you know, doing an amazing job. You know, the sellers get value, the buyers get value, Amazon gets that, you know, the platforms, Amazon, Walmart, you know, it's just like a value add for everyone, which I think is the right foundations to,
yeah. And the other thing about Rebate Key is it really solves a problem that a lot of sellers have, which is they overcomplicate everything, right? Like, I want to launch a product. Okay, now I got to do Facebook ads, and I got to do Pinterest ads, and I got to go build a landing page, and I got to go get my ManyChat and this and that. And all. And it's like Rebate Key, it's just like, go there. 5 minutes later, you have a rebate launched live, and it's done. And it's the buyer's already there. We spend millions of dollars on advertising Rebate Key to bring more buyers. Let us do that. You know, we make a platform that's easy to, for you to list and sell and do it quickly, and you get what you want. So I think like that's one really important thing about Rebate Key. And the other is that like we've never had a single issue with Amazon. We are actually approved in the Amazon App Store. You can install your MWS connection. We can verify orders. So that's one thing that keeps sellers, you know, they always want to think like, this is a thing. Oh, I want to do everything privately. I don't want anybody to see what I'm doing. You know, and it kind of goes back to that whole thing. Like, who cares? It's all about being first. It's all about going the fastest. It's not about hiding what your good idea is, or it's like those entrepreneurs that don't tell people like what their idea is. Oh, I'll tell you later. And like, you're like, dude, I might have the resource that you actually need to grow that business. So by not telling me, I can't even connect you with, you know, Nate, who actually knows the guy that works for that company that's going to make it for you. You know, so it's just that sharing.
Yeah. Amazing. I'm curious. I mean, I know you're involved in you know, a handful of these different things. And so what is your, like, are you CEO of Rebate Key, or like, where are you? Like,
I'm the
is
CEO.
That your, so is that your kind of like, if you had to say focus, or like, that's kind of your main, I mean, involved in a few things and, but yeah, like CEO of Rebate Keys, like that's.
Yeah. I'm CEO of Million Dollar Sellers, and I'm CEO of Rebate Key, and those are my two main focuses. And then I'm a co-founder and basically a chief marketer of another platform that we're launching called Elite Seller, which is more like data analytics and operations for scaling your Amazon business from, you know, zero to $100 million and across multiple accounts and marketplaces.
Yeah. Well, want to hear more. I know that's in the pipeline and launch. I want to hear more about that in a second. But yeah, the other thing I just wanted to mention, I mean, I know you mentioned having a background in marketing and one thing, I think the first time that I was exposed to Rebate Key was some like random friend of mine from college posted a picture of him with this big check, you know, this big like rebate check. Yeah. I don't know. Like,
that's funny.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just thought that was like, I mean, brilliant freaking marketing, you know, to get the buyers to, you know, the viral marketing, whatever. I mean, I've heard of, you know, other examples of people kind of using a similar, you know, they have like the big check that can potentially go viral, but yeah, man, I just thought good move. And it was funny that, like, I think that when I first, you know, I don't know, this was years ago, it was like one of my roommates from college who's not in the Amazon space at all, who was just, you know, posted this freaking check. I was like,
we definitely did that. And that was like the coolest thing, like, about sending out physical checks. And now we have different options, right? But the physical checks, although they're expensive, like, people were so excited to like hold up their checks and they would send it to us. And we're like, we should like, you know, gamify this. So we did. And that was one of the really great marketing things we had initially to, because then people would post on their Facebook page and then their friends would be like, what's that? How'd you get that? And they're like, no way, that doesn't exist. And you're like, yes, it does. You know? So
yes,
it's really cool. And I, you know, again, like it's just like, who doesn't like to save money? And who doesn't want to tell people how to save money? That's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, I've been actually really into, I'm like personal development, psychology, all this kind of stuff. And, been recently, thinking a lot about, so Tony Robbins talks about core human needs. And one of them is contribution. And so like that's kind of like the drive of like why we, you know, want to help others save money, want to share good things that we learn. It's like, actually, it's a core human need for contribution, and like allowing people to do that. I mean, it's just like so aligned. It markets the business, you know, people get value. It's like actually a core need. Anyway, awesome stuff. And so, yeah, I know you're working on Elite Seller. So kind of tell us a little bit, like, I mean, what is it? I know it's hasn't launched yet. What's kind of the timeline, and what should people be excited about?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like tying all these things together that we are all doing like on different platforms. And so integrating, and like we have, you know, we want to integrate with Rebate Key so that you can launch a campaign through the platform. But basically, you know, most sellers are all using so many different applications to run their business, and it's all disjointed and they don't work together. And so our goal is to like build this platform that really works together. And so we've been working on this for over a year now, and, you know, really excited to like bring it to the market. But basically, it's got keyword tracking and dashboards that are customizable, and you can look at, you know, all of your accounts. You can bring on lots of accounts. You can have all your permissions with all your users, and it's basically enabling a seller to like grow their business and not have to train people on all these different softwares. And you know, with our know-how, we're able to like add on features quickly and be able to bring to market new features that really benefit and impact sellers.
Amazing. And so what's the timeline? I mean, I know it's in the works, so like when can we look forward to the big launch?
Yeah, you can sign up. You can go to eliteseller.com and, you know, check it out and sign up for a trial. We're still kind of in our like quiet beta. We haven't really done any marketing with it, but we plan to soon. And, you know, we'd love to help you like scale up your business. So definitely go check out eliteseller.com if you do. And there's already, you know, page and obviously active accounts you can sign up for. So
cool, man. Well, dude, I mean, this has been amazing. What a great story. I mean, so cool hearing about all these different things and how they play together. And so yeah, kind of to wrap up, a question of like, yeah, I mean, you've had an amazing journey involved in a lot of these different things, you know, so what advice would you have to, you know, any of the listeners out there that, you know, are looking to
achieve some good things in their life, what would you suggest to them?
Yeah, great question. I think that, you got to be a real entrepreneur if you're going to be an entrepreneur. So don't let things hold you back and get in your way. Like I always tell people, like, what's the worst that could happen? You fail? Big deal. Like go forward, like failing isn't a problem. Most people actually want to fail until they win because it takes a certain amount of fails to win and you can't win everything. So, don't go all in without knowing what you're doing. So I always tell people like, I want to do this. I'm like, okay, so do it. And I'm like, well, what's the worst that can happen? Oh, well, I lose a couple $1,000 or I waste my time or whatever. I'm like, big deal. How are you going to do it if you don't do it? So that's one thing I always tell, people. And I believe in the abundance mentality. So I think that like people should share what their ideas are. They should be open and honest because that's how you get the right feedback that you really want, And like I was telling you, you might not share your idea because you want to keep it close to the chest. But then what if that person that you were sharing it with is the exact person that you need to help you grow that business? And so that's what MDS is. If the more that people share, the more they let out, the person that's listening or reading might not post in the group. They might contact you on the side and say, hey, here's my contract. Here's my lawyer. You helped me before, I'll help you, that kind of thing. And so, constantly value is being exchanged. And I think that's super important. And the other two core values that three that I didn't share was like-minded and driven. So, surround yourself by those like-minded and driven individuals that are like how you want to be. That's kind of set me apart. And, when you started your group, I wanted to be a part of it because I want to be around people who are like me. And it makes me feel good at the end of the day when I can help somebody or share some story. So that's really important. And then, because we have a threshold to be in our group, I'm not trying to say that there's anything wrong with what happens in the beginning of your journey. There's people on your journey as well, but being proven, to me brings another level of qualification and level that you can now have these really great conversations with, and the other person is listening and they're taking it in and they're asking you good questions and back. And so they really have a authenticity to them that they want to bring out that. So that's the other one. And then show up. So the other core value, I'm just rambling off my core values, but basically like show up. Like this is kind of like, this is late in the day for you, for me, and early for you. And it's like, we're here because we want to provide each other value and show up and be there to support. And I think that like all that stuff together, is going to impact lots of lives and definitely is impacting my life. So
yeah, dude, amazing. And appreciate sharing those. I mean, like I said, I'm a big core values guy and always love hearing other people's, how they articulate or kind of, what their core values are. And so, yeah, man, this has been awesome. And so, the listeners out there, you're involved in all this great stuff. Like where can they find out more about you, MDS, Rebate Key, Elite Seller? Where can people go to follow up and more info?
Yeah. I mean, if you're interested in going to, joining Million Dollar Sellers Group, it's best just go to milliondollarsellers.com and sign up and go through the process there. You can always Facebook me, but I get so many requests, I don't generally always check those unless we've already met and been connected. So Ian at Million Dollar Sellers, Ian at Rebate Key, Ian at Elite Seller. So it's IAN and I'll try and answer all those questions. And if I can't, I'll point you in the right direction because that's what I'd love to help anybody do is find where they belong. So.
Amazing, man. Well, dude, this has been great. Amazing journey this far. I know you're just getting started. I know e-commerce, FBA, exciting future. And for you to be, involved in these businesses that are such core pieces also now of this growing ecosystem. Exciting stuff, man. And I hope we can link up somewhere one of these days. I don't know when.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully I get back to traveling soon after all this is done and my kids get up a little bit. So yeah, but it is exciting times that we're in and I'm fortunate to be around the people I am because they inspire me. And just looking at your acro yoga, I'm just like, dang, man, that guy is like, he's got passions beyond just working and stuff. So that's pretty cool, to see. Excited to see what happens in the next couple of years. Are going to be really exciting for every single entrepreneur that's involved in Amazon, e-commerce, Shopify, what have you.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
This has been the Ecom Exits Podcast with Nate Ginsberg. If you're enjoying the Ecom Exits Podcast, show your support by subscribing, rating, and reviewing this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. This will help other smart entrepreneurs find us. We appreciate your support. We have a new episode every week on the Ecom Exits Podcast, so catch you next time.